This week, the California Report will be focusing on homelessness throughout the Golden State. For our first story, Anna Gorman with our partner Kaiser Health News tells us about one clinic that gets potential clients in the door by offering a welcoming place to take a shower.
Gregory Andrews sleeps in his Chevy, which he parks just outside a health center near Beverly Hills. Every weekday morning, he joins 24 people lined up to take a free shower. They come with backpacks, shopping carts, and tents.
Besides trying to find something healthy to eat, that's the next most important thing, is to take a shower. Keeps your self-esteem up.
Inside the Saban Community Clinic, staff members check the water temperature and get ready to hand out soap and shampoo. At 7:30 sharp, the doors open. Chanel Grooms, a caseworker, greets 60-year-old Andrews by name. He's one of her regulars.
May I have some towels, please?
There you go, sir.
As the showers get underway, Grooms keeps track on a clipboard.
Anybody seen Chris this morning? Okay, well, John, you might be next because I don't know where Chris is.
Andrews became homeless 2 years ago after getting injured and losing his job. He's 6'3" and uses a cane. Not long after discovering the free showers, he went upstairs to see a doctor and a dentist. He also got enrolled in health insurance.
They just told me at the front desk, said, do you know you qualify for Medi-Cal? When I went upstairs, talked to one person, within 30 days, I had Medi-Cal.
Health clinics rarely offer showers, but Saban has done it for 3 decades.
The shower program really is a gateway into our other services.
Adam Friedman is Saban's chief marketing officer. He says some of the visitors have untreated mental illness and chronic disease.
You know, the whole goal is to build trust so that after they start coming over a period of time, they will be open to seeing a therapist, getting their medical needs taken care of.
46-year-old Adam Henderson is another regular. He's been homeless for more than a decade. He was glad to find these showers and to visit the dentist upstairs. Still, he avoids the doctor.
If I'm in pain, then I'll go to see the doctor. But normally the pains that I have are from basketball injuries, so I know how to deal with those.
While homeless shelters typically have showers, the beds are often full. And some people don't want to go. But for those, like Andrews, who do, a caseworker is there to help.
She found me shelter, and I was in there like 9.5 months.
Only about a third of those who come for the showers also get treated at the clinic. But showering itself has health benefits, like avoiding infection and keeping wounds clean. For Andrews, it's just a good way to start the day.
Nice warm shower makes anybody feel good, right, guys?
More than 50,000 people in Los Angeles County are homeless, up almost 50% in just 6 years. With that growth, even more people will need somewhere to shower. For the California Report, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.